Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, a little bit cool at my house, 19 degrees in Kennebunk, and I guess the whole country has been up and down. My son Matthew, who lives in Florida, said that this past week they had three mornings in central Florida where the temperatures got down below freezing, and he had to scrape the windshield. So it's an up and down temperature change, unlike last year where we were so mild. So we have to adapt to it and take our time, let Mother Nature decide when she's ready, not when you're ready, but when she's ready, and use your gardening books as a guide on when you should start to do certain things in your home and outside. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's up next?
Sorry about that. Next up, we've got Ron from Cape Cod with a question about soil.
Ron from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Paul?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Nice and white soil out here. Look, I have a, I bought a bag of Miracle-Gro potting soil. It's been in my garage for anywhere from like 2 to 3 years unopened. It's been through the hot weather and the cold weather inside. I'm just wondering, I've planted some flower seeds, and now I'm getting ready to transfer them into pots. I'm wondering if that soil was any good.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because that soil, before it was packaged, was sterilized to kill any disease or insects that were in that blend as they created it at the farm. So they created a soil with a certain texture, with certain ingredients, depending if it's a soil for starting seeds, for transplanting seeds, or to grow in containers, but they've all been taken care of. Now, the one thing I want you to do is when you open up the package, look where the soil is in contact with the bag. And if there was any contamination, that outside covering of soil may have created a green moss. And if there's a green moss, remove that, throw it in your garden, and let the air take care of it. But everything else on the inside should be okay. Soil does not go bad.
Well, I'm going to be putting that soil into vegetable seedlings, so I just want to make sure that there's no contamination goes right into that. That's all I guess I was concerned about.
Yeah. Now, on your containers, before you fill them with the soil, if they're brand new, not a problem. If they are containers that you've used before, what I'd like you to do is take the hose and wash as much of the soil that's attached itself to the container and get it clean. And then all I do is I take a big bucket or some kind of a large container. I'll fill it with water, warm water, and use
the proportion of 1 part Clorox to 10 parts of water. Mix it up thoroughly, and then just set your containers in this solution. Let it sit for 2 or 3 minutes, and the Clorox will kill any disease or insects that may have attached itself to that container. And now you have a sterile unit, and you won't have to worry about diseases. Then put your fresh soil, set your seedlings in, and the other thing is your seeds will germinate if you have good air circulation. So what I do is I'll fill it, plant my seed, and I water with a mister, not with a watering can, a mister. And the reason is a watering can, if you're planting a small seed like lettuce or impatiens, you get a lot of water and it will push the seed deeper into the ground and your germination will not be as good. So I use a mister, get it nice and wet, and then in the flat itself, I will put a series of toothpicks or some little green stakes, and then drape some cellophane or plastic wrap over it to create like a mini greenhouse. Or you can buy a mini greenhouse, which is a plastic tray. Some come with drainage, some come without, and then a clear dome that you can put in it. And that way, it holds the moisture in the soil. It allows the seed to absorb the moisture to begin to grow and to germinate. And because the seed is not covered when it germinates with a piece of plastic laying directly on it, then you have a lot less of a disease possibility. Even though you started with a clean tray and saran wrap. The other thing that you want to do at least once a day is to remove that little greenhouse covering to allow air circulation, to get rid of the excess moisture, and to prevent potential problems. So if you do that, you should have good results. In the early start of your germination, you do not need sunlight. What you need is a warm location to start the seed. So on top of your refrigerator, in a room where it's nice and warm, but out of the sun. Once they begin to break surface of the soil and you begin to notice foliage, then move them to a bright sunny window. And then you have to get into the routine that every morning, the side that faces the window, you spin the tray so that it faces inside the room of your house. And that way you have a more uniform growth pattern. If you allow all of your new seedlings to face the window, they're going to bend. They're going to stretch. And you're going to end up with a seedling that's going to grow faster. Also, once they begin to germinate, remove the plastic covering or the clear plastic dome, and that will allow for good air circulation. It will eliminate potential diseases and water as needed. Now, you don't have to feed your new seedlings until they make the second set of leaves. The first set of foliage that will appear is called a cotyledon. And basically what it is the leaf that develops when the seed germinates. And that leaf is full of food
to get that plant actively growing. It's like a picnic basket on each side of the stem that has enough food to get it growing. Your second set of leaf is what's called a true leaf. And the true leaf is able to make its own food. So the first one is a leaf that comes with enough food to germinate the seed, get it actively growing, and to allow that seedling to make true foliage. When the true foliage appears, then you can use a mild solution, usually half the recommended rate on the plant. Every couple of weeks, spin that tray every day, water as needed. You're better off moist but not wet, and even allowing it to dry out a little bit does help. So keep that in mind. Write that down in your garden journal so that you'll remember next year. And if you don't have a garden journal, go to paulparent.com. You can order one. $29.95 makes a great Valentine's Day or birthday present.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at mindregard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Paul Perrin Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. You'll talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and then we'll answer your gardening question. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Give us a call. The worst thing you can do is not ask for help if you have a problem. So if you've had hydrangeas that don't flower, if you've had fruit trees that are not productive, if you have a garden that's not doing what you want, a flower garden that's not doing what you want, or you need some help with ideas of what you can do in your yard, call that number right now and we will work together. Don't say to yourself, oh, it's a dumb question. When you went to school, did you ask for help if you didn't know the answer? Well, that's my job. I'm here to help to answer your gardening questions. We're here Sunday morning, 6 to 10, and that's what I love to do. I get more enjoyment in helping you and then hearing back from you 6 months down the road or a year down the road and saying, Paul, I tried this because you told me to, and wow, what a difference. We can always learn, and that's the secret, learn. Now, one of the articles that I did in this week's newsletter, and it's free. All you have to do is to go to the website, paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad. So paulparent.com. Click on email newsletter, and every single Thursday, you will receive an email with three stories. We talked about the one about building a winter landscaping garden. And I enjoy that. Sitting by the window, maybe some outside lighting, watching the snow, watching what the plants look like. You can have a ball. But how about doing something different? And one of the things that I'm going to build this year is a desert-type garden in Maine at my house. And I'm going to use hens and chickens, sedum, sempervivum, yucca, and cactus. You're saying cactus in Maine? Yes. There are varieties of cactus that you can grow in Maine. Yucca is in the same family, and it comes in all different shapes and colors. And hens and chickens and sedum make wonderful plants that will thrive in an area of your yard where it's hot, it's dry, and it will create a unique-looking garden. There are over 1,000 different varieties of these ground cover or slightly mounded sedums, hens and chickens, and others in the family that will give you different textures, different sizes of the foliage, different colors. Some of the foliage will have a cobwebbing effect on it. And this is a garden that if you have poor soil, you're not able to water, lots of sun, and you want to have fun, this is the thing for you. You get it planted, you cover the ground instead of bark mulch with some nice mason sand to give you that desert feeling. You can put a skeleton head of a cattle with the horns in it. You can create your imagination. And even during the summer, if you have some of the non-hardy indoor cactus, you can bring the pots outside, set them in the garden, and now you've got ball-shaped cactus, upright, pencil-type cactus that gives your garden a little additional character, some style. And then in the fall, when the kids go back to school and the temperatures warm up, take them up, bring them back in the house, and enjoy them inside. So check out this week's newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. Sign up for it. It's free. And over 10,000 gardeners.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Audrey from Maine with a question about wisteria.
Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We listen to you every Sunday morning, and this is the first time I've called.
Great.
We planted wisteria on an arch about 5 or 6 years ago, and we haven't seen a blossom yet.
Okay. Where in Maine do you live, Audrey?
In Kittery.
In Kittery. Okay. So you're in a climate where it should flower. Now, is it planted on a trellis, an arbor, a post?
It's a trellis. It's an arbor, I guess.
It's an arbor. Okay. Getting plenty of sun?
All day.
All day. Okay. Is it growing?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to do is this. Wisteria, if you bought a plant in, let's say, a 2 or a 3 gallon pot, and the plant itself was maybe 3 or 4 feet, it's going to take 3 to 5 years for that plant to get established and produce flowers for you. But there are things that you can do to speed up that process. Number one, fertilize it spring and fall with plant tone. And I want you to give that plant probably 3 or 4 handfuls of that fertilizer And what I do is I'll go 18 inches away from the main stem coming out of the ground, make a series of holes about a foot deep with a crowbar, and divide the fertilizer evenly. And that's something that you can do in late March or April, depending when the season begins. And then let the plant grow. Now, on the 4th of July, I want you to walk up to that plant and say, I want you to stop getting longer and growing bigger. I want you to put your energy and all of your efforts in making the stems coming out of the ground thicker and stronger. So you're preventing the plant from getting bigger, but you're encouraging the body of the plant to become larger and better able to hold nutrition and to encourage new growth. And I'll tell you, that July pruning will make a big difference. And you have to remove about a third of the new growth that was made during the spring. So if you had a shoot that grew 6 feet long, take off two and a half feet. And now, instead of the plant getting longer, it's going to get thicker. And that will help it to mature a lot faster. Second thing, to encourage a plant to bloom, you need to have available phosphorus in the soil. And when you look at a bag of fertilizer, you'll see three numbers. Number one is nitrogen. Number two is phosphorus, which is in the middle. And the third is potash. Well, the middle number is the most important. So there are two ways that you can help that plant. Number one is to apply a product called Super Phosphate, which is 0-20-0 in the spring and again in the late summer, to encourage the plant to make flower buds. Wisteria will make the flower buds after you have pruned it in July, August, September, and even into October, as long as there's foliage on the plant, on the new growth that is developing after you have pruned back the plant. Okay? Now, the other thing, the bigger the root system you have, the better a chance it's going to have to flower. And there is a great natural way to encourage the root system, and it's with a fertilizer called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. What's in Plant Thrive is bacteria, micronutrients, algae, fungi, and these are all naturally occurring parts of the ecology of the soil. And when you add Plant Thrive, it's a liquid that you mix with water, you saturate the root ball area of your plant, it will literally double the size of the root system of that plant in the next 30 days. But what it does is it will produce on the root system of your plant little tiny thread-like roots that will be able to go in the soil, search out a source of water, and destroy and make available to the plant fertilizer that is tied up in the chemistry of the soil and is normally not available until these microbes can break it down, eat it, and put it into a form that the plant can use it. And I'll tell you, I have been using Plant Thrive for the last 4 years. And I have taken plants that were like standing still and not doing anything, not producing, not growing, hit them 3 or 4 times during the year, and now they are incredible. I also had purchased 3 years ago a plant called a Harry Lauder walking stick. It was a beautiful plant. I was at a nursery. They were unloading the truck, and one of the kids that was unloading the truck dropped the plant, broke the root ball. I talked to the owner, and he sold it to me at half price. I took it home. I planted it. I babied it. I used the Plant Thrive every 2 weeks on it. It came back, and now it is one of the most beautiful plants in one of my gardens. The twigs or the branches grow like a corkscrew. They produce a flower that's called a catkin, similar to a pussy willow. And the catkins are beautiful. They'll grow about 3 inches long, looks like a cattail. Then it turns yellow and releases the pollen. And the Harry Lauder walking stick is beautiful. And you can also buy green or purple leaf Harry Lauder walking stick. You want character? During the winter, when you look out that window, this is a plant to put in your winter garden. Because when you look out the window and you see the whole plant is growing crooked and twisted and curly, what character? A little bit of snow, no foliage on it. It's wonderful for a winter garden. But Plant Thrive, to that wisteria, a pruning in July, and I'll take back a third of that new growth. You grab your pruner, you walk up to that plant, and you say, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back. Feed it. And then during July and August, water on a weekly basis, because your wisteria, like all of your flowering plants, are making the flower buds for the following year. So if they're fed, if they're kept moist, they'll bloom like crazy. But you have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and you'll motivate that plant to bloom in a year or two after you start this pruning. Okay? So what you want is a thicker stem, make it stronger, and to encourage new growth that will make the flower bud. And you do your pruning only in July or after the wisteria should bloom. And normally in the New England area, wisteria will bloom in May, normally around Mother's Day. If you're Washington, D.C., the Carolinas, Georgia, they're going to bloom during April. And you would prune after they bloom. And then again, in July, normally after the 4th, just to give it a nice shape, to create character, and you'll see a tremendous difference in the output of blossoms on that plant. Okay? So if you have a question, call us, 855-660-4261. It will try and solve some of your problems. Now, one frequently asked question is, I have blue hydrangea. They never flower. What am I doing wrong? The number one problem with blue hydrangea is that in the fall of the year, we prune them. And your blue hydrangea should never, ever be pruned in the fall of the year. Pruning for a blue or the pink hydrangea is done as the buds swell on the plant, begin to produce foliage, and then all you remove are the dead sticks or branches from the plant. It will flower on the buds made the previous year. So if you cut that plant back in the fall, you're removing all the flower buds that should be giving you color in the late spring, early summer. So do your pruning once the new growth develops. Get all the dead wood out, fertilize it. Now, blue hydrangea, pink hydrangea are basically the same plant. If you want to make it blue, use acid-type fertilizer, and there is a blue hydrangea food. If you want to make it pink, add lime or wood ash. You'll change the acidity level, and you'll make it pink. The only plant you can do that with.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of stoves. 6. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barb from Maine with a question about ivy.
Barb, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. I hope you're feeling well today.
Feeling great. Getting ready to watch the commercials.
Good. I have a question. Actually, it wasn't about ivy. My question is about some advice on what type of a perennial flowering vine I could plant to cover an arch made from the beams of a deck. So the deck is the upper floor, and then down on the ground are these pretty heavy wooden beams. Oh, aren't the word
right?
Supports is what I mean. So two supports make a very nice square arch that goes into a garden that I have. And I've been kind of searching and racking my brain thinking I would like a perennial vine that's not too heavy and that flowers, ideally the more flowers the better. And wanted some suggestions on what you think would be good.
Okay. Now, what's the exposure where this trellis arbor with the vine is going to be spaced?
East exposure gets at least 6 hours of sun, maybe a little more.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Well, there's several things that you can plant. The fastest and the easiest would be honeysuckle.
Yes, I was thinking of that.
And honeysuckle comes in all kinds of different colors. It will attract hummingbirds, butterflies, and it's fragrant.
Yeah.
And so, and it should grow a couple feet a year. So okay. That's a real good one.
Now, were you thinking the Japanese type? Because I didn't think they grew very big. Or just use the plain, ordinary, you know, white type.
If you go to your local garden center, your local garden center will have 2, 3, maybe half a dozen different varieties. But what you want to tell them is you want the vine-type honeysuckle because there is a bush-type honeysuckle that will get probably 3 or 4 feet tall, 3, 4 feet wide, and won't vine. So you need a vine-type, and you can buy it with the trumpets that are red, are yellow, are pink, and nice fragrance. They bloom for a long period of time. And very strong, and it will come back year after year after year.
Okay, now, great.
Another one that I like, it doesn't bloom as long, but it blooms in the fall of the year, is a plant called clematis.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got spring, late spring, summer blooming varieties, with great big flowers, 3 to 4 inches in diameter. But there's also a fall blooming that I like the most because it's stronger for a cold climate. It will grow twice as fast as the larger blooming ones. And the blossoms are the size of baby's breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it will grow 3 to 4 feet a year.
Ooh,
and when it's in bloom, it looks like a white fog covering that post. Blooms for about a 6 to 8 week period. But it's called Clematis paniculata, or fall blooming clematis.
Okay.
And that's a second one. That's easy to grow. All you need to do is add lime every single year or wood ash around it every single year, and it will do real good. Wisteria needs a real big area.
Yeah.
And can create a problem. It's slower growing. Trumpet vine, either in orange or red. A little slow to get started. But it produces a blossom about 4 inches long, similar to the honeysuckle, but the size of your index finger, and it blooms during the summer. And that is the wicked, wicked hardy in northern New England. So take a look at those three.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.